Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day,
day by day,
we get better and better.
We get better and better.
We get
BB. We get
BB.
We'll be.
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It's always a delight to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the L. Pomani Ford Hotline, Al Pomani Ford in Melrose Park. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. It is so good to be home. I loved being in Miami from last Sunday until yesterday, but you take for granted just a normal, average, calm day, and I don't. I love being home. We had a great time, but I heard somewhere there's no place like home. I think they were right.
I heard a great story. I heard you say that your son wore an NFL hat a la Rob Lowe. And he ran into Rob Lowe while wearing his hat. That's great. So cool.
It was awesome. And you know, my wife and son typically go to the game, and usually they're on the other side of the stadium. This year, they were in an area that was right below the press box, so I was able to go down and see them and hang out with them. And he told me that story, and he was just really fired up about that. He also was providing me security against any Chiefs fans that may have had lingering animosity regarding some comments I made about how to properly defend against Patrick Mahomes. And my kid is a pretty intimidating specimen, and you put that black NFL hat with the big logo on it, and people probably thought I had some sort of a league escort out of the building, so it was good. I didn't get whacked with a sock full of pennies.
Mike, I think Jimmy Ward reads Pro Football Talk because he laid the lumber on Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and hurt himself. That's the only problem. But you know what? Here's the thing. And it was amazing to me. I had somebody come up to me, a woman wearing a Patrick Mahomes jersey. I was waiting in line for a hot dog because they try to give you fancy food in the press box. I want game food. I want a hot dog. So I'm standing in line for the hot dog. And she comes over and she goes, "I need to ask you something. Did you really say that stuff about Patrick Mahomes?" And I said, "Oh, yes, I did. I said they should get like that big black metal stick that they used on Nancy Kerrigan and whack him in the knee with it when he's not looking." And she just looked at me and I kind of smiled. It's like, you know, people believe what they want to believe. I mean, the bottom line is when a quarterback runs, you got to hit him. That's football. And that was the point. And that's what Jimmy Ward did. And look, Ward hurt himself, but it's fair game. And we saw there was a key play in the fourth quarter when Jimmy Garoppolo ran. Scrambled on a 3rd-and-14 play, and he took a hit near the sideline, and he went sprawling and flying. And it's one of those where, hey, depending upon how stern and zealous the official is, that flag could have come out because they treat quarterbacks differently. But with the Super Bowl riding on it, you got to treat that guy like a running back. That was the point. And that's what Jimmy Ward tried to do, and he somehow injured himself.
So obviously, we look at the Super Bowl, and we try to apply anything we can to our local football franchise. So, you know, you're not going to be able to redo the draft and get a different quarterback. You've got Mitchell Trubisky here for another year. And, you know, you look at quarterbacks, you look at Alex Smith was a Pro Bowl quarterback, and they moved up in a draft and took Patrick Mahomes. And I know Mahomes had said Smith was a part of it, even though he wasn't out there. But he wasn't a part of it because he was replaced by a better player. When do you make that move? How does San Francisco feel about it? The overreaction is maybe they can't win with Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't think he cost them the game, but maybe they don't win because he wasn't good enough.
Well,
how do you handle that, Mike?
Yeah, look, if I'm a 49ers fan, I'm looking at all of the quarterbacks who are becoming free agents this year, and I'm thinking surely we can upgrade to a guy who can make the throws that are there, right? And 24-20. The 49ers start the drive on their own 15. They get to the Chiefs 49. And where the press box was, it was happening right down below us. and I saw Emmanuel Sanders break open, and I was saying, oh, bleep, oh, bleep, oh, bleep. And when the ball was in the air, I thought he was going to track it and catch it and score. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. That's a championship moment. Championship quarterbacks make that throw. And I put out on Twitter yesterday the question of what quarterbacks would have made that throw. And really, think about it. What quarterbacks would have in that spot made the throw? Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers.
Brees.
Drew Brees. I don't know that he could have thrown it that far. Taysom Hill may have had a better chance. Seriously, he doesn't have the arm strength he used to have. You know who can make that throw? And this is an important name in this discussion. Kirk Cousins could have made that throw. We saw him make that throw against the Saints, right? Drop it in, perfect spot, perfect accuracy with the season riding on it. And I'm Kyle Shanahan, and I'm committed to constantly making my team better. I look at every decision that Jimmy Garoppolo made. You know, there was a 3rd and 5 where he had George Kittle open across the middle, and he didn't even look to him. Right. Chris Sims broke that down today on PFT Live. If I'm Kyle Shanahan, I got to ask myself, can I do better? And what would it cost me to do better? And the way they structure those contracts in San Francisco, they have until April 1 to make a decision. As the offseason goes, that's an eternity because free agency opens. You've got 2 weeks to see who's out there, and you can escape Jimmy Garoppolo's contract with minimal pain because you've structured these deals to have guaranteed money not vest until the 1st of April.
Boy, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I don't know about that. I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm wondering what I can do better because I wonder, Mike, at the end of the day, at the end of the season, did he enhance his reputation or harm it more based on his season?
Well, here's the problem. No matter what explanation or defense you mount for him based upon the 28-3 debacle, he still gets plenty of blame for calling a pass on 2nd and 9 when the Falcons were leading by 8 and firmly in field goal range. He's still going to get that blame. And he explained why he did it 2 weeks ago. And it all makes sense, right? It's like somebody once told me, hey, I could show up at work with no pants on and have a perfectly good excuse for it. Perfectly good excuse. Doesn't change the fact I showed up at work without pants on, right? I mean, he's got it's an excellent explanation to why I did it. It still happened. So it becomes part of your legacy. It becomes part of who you are. It's tattooed onto your career. And you follow it with what happened on Sunday. When they're up 10 points with 11:57 to play and they have the ball and you've got one of the best quarterbacks the NFL has ever seen on the sideline, you keep him on the sideline. You chew up the clock, and you keep him on the sideline. I mean, they gained 18 yards like that after the second interception. I'm thinking, this thing's over. It's done. 49ers are winning this game. And they stopped running the football. And the key drive is when they're up 3. First down, they gain 5 yards. What are you doing throwing the ball? And, you know, Sims and Kyle Shanahan are close friends. He played at Texas, and Sims is defending him, and I'm pushing back against Sims. But it's like, when you throw the ball, there's a bunch of different things that can go wrong. One of which is when you're trying to hold a lead and milk the clock stops if the pass is incomplete.
Right.
Because Chris Jones, you know, George Kittle was wide open. He ended up being covered by Terrell Suggs, mismatch, wide open. And they blocked Chris Jones, but he put his hand up and knocked the ball down. And that's one of the risks, the reasonable risks to be assumed when you decide to throw instead of run. That's the great irony, guys. Look at how we saw that meat grinder running game against the Vikings and the Packers. So if we just forget the whole game and say 10-point lead, yep, 11:57 to play, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? Run the ball. Keep running the ball. Give the ball to Deebo Samuel, who's a man among boys. That's where Kyle Shanahan deserves the criticism.
When we talk about changing quarterbacks or doing something with your quarterback, Tom Brady is available. Is Tom Brady available? What is Tom Brady going to do other than make commercials that confuse everyone? And when you hear about his wife searching for houses, when you think about the Raiders actively wanting him, what's going to happen with Tom Brady?
Here's the first and by far the most important step. And the report that came out, the Sunday Super Sunday Splash report from, I think this was NFL Network, that the Patriots are willing to pay Tom Brady more than $30 million per year. I think the more accurate report is that Robert Kraft is willing to sign the check for more than $30 million per year because Robert Kraft does not want to be blamed if this relationship falls apart. It's not his call on who the quarterback of the team is. It's Bill Belichick's call. And what Bill Belichick is going to have to do at some point between now and the start of free agency, he is going to have to bend a knee, profess his love to Tom Brady, kiss his butt, both cheeks. I mean, he's going to have to go out of character because 20 years, you know, I was saying earlier today, I've kind of reached my lifetime supply of like major fireworks shows. Like, okay, I've seen this enough time. I don't need to see it again. I'm done. Cheddar cheese, I think, falls into that category for me as well. I've had enough. I've eaten it. It's fine. I don't need any more. And I think for Tom Brady, he's reached his lifetime limit of dealing with Bill Belichick. Right? 20 years of dealing with this curmudgeon is enough. And he wants a little credit, wants a little praise. And if Belichick is willing to give it to him, Tom Brady's going to be more willing to stay. And if Belichick will not step out of character and wrap his arms around Tom Brady and say, let's go do this for two or three more years and let's do this together. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to quit ripping you and quit treating you like you're an undrafted rookie. Then it works. And if he doesn't, he's going somewhere else. It's that. That's the first step. Where he goes, TBD. But TB12 will not be a Patriot unless Bill Belichick does those things and says those things that he wants to hear and see from his head coach.
Mike, Greg Olson is visiting the Redskins and the Bills this week. He has connections with both teams. Is he more likely to be in uniform or broadcast booth next year?
Hey, the broadcast booth is always there for him, right? Now, unlike Jay Cutler. Remember when Jay Cutler was going to work for Fox and then he decided to go work for the Dolphins? It's like, we never hear about Jay Cutler in broadcasting. I think Fox has open-ended, no-limit offer for Olson. And, you know, at some point he's going to have to do it because then at some point there'll be another flavor of the month that they end up giving the opportunity to. But I think he can push it another year if he wants to. The question is, does he want to do it? And, you know, when the story came out that he was interested in going to Washington, we put a link to most of our items at Twitter, and Ron Rivera click the like button on it. So it looks like there's some mutual interest between Washington and Greg Olson, and that may be where he ends up.
Mike, just the last question, and I know it's a complicated one and it might take a bit, but how close are the Bears? Are they close to either of these teams?
Well, you know, this year is going to help us decide which year was the real Bears, 2018 or 2019. This is the rubber match, right? Which way is it going to go? And they've got to do some heavy lifting on offense. One of the things, and this goes all the way back to week one, is we were trying to figure out what this team was going to be. And on PFT Live, Sims made the point about the Bears offense. What is their identity? What is it that they do really well? What is it that you can count on from the Bears offense? And I don't know, right? What is it? And they need to develop and establish that identity. And I think you just need to accept at some point that Mitchell Trubisky is who he is. The offense needs to be designed and tweaked, if necessary, to suit what he does. What does he like to do? What does he not like to do? What does he do well? What does he not do well? If he can run, let him run. If you whatever it is that you think he can do, whatever throws you think he can make well, that's what you need to expect him to do, because otherwise it's going to be hard to get the most out of him if you're not playing to his talents. And you know what? If he's not the guy, this is the year to find another guy. I know they have guaranteed money that they owe him in 2020, but it's really not all that much. There's going to be a ton of quarterbacks available. And I know it's going to be tough for Ryan Pace, the GM who moved up to get Trubisky when Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson were on the board, to pull off that Band-Aid. But sometimes you just, you know, you compound a mistake by continuing to double down. And that's one philosophical question they need to ask at Halas Hall.
Mike, thanks a ton. Always appreciate it.
Thanks,
great
Mike.
Talking to you.
Thanks, guys. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.